That unperturbed, calming beat of Clouds Below Your Knees by Ray Lynch means it's Thursday, 10 p.m. And time for Always Live, So What's Your Story? Only on listener-sponsored KPFT 90.1. It's the coolest place on your dial because it's the only program originating in Houston that is devoted entirely to storytelling. I'm your host, Dr. Hank Rubichek, Professor of Communication Studies at the University of Houston downtown, with interns and team players Roxy Russell and Shannon McKerchie. It is the enduring love affair with human expression that feeds every storyteller, and it's that perpetual search for life's meaning that nourishes the soul of the musical teller, along with that sweeping sense of discovery that moves listeners to rhythms so rich, so everlastingly poignant, their songs become fixed in our cultural landscape. You know, a theme commonly rooted in the conscience of the musical teller is peace. It's common for good reason, because we're pretty bad at it. And in an obnoxiously turbulent world, we need to revisit it fast. And we will tonight. The International Day of Peace, declared by the United Nations General Assembly, is celebrated, as it is every year, on September 21st, right around the proverbial corner. It isn't a day we tend to remember. Good chance you'd never heard of it. My two guests have heard of it. In fact, they live it through their music. They are artistically ambidextrous Sarah Alavi and hip-hop sensation Rocco Steady. Sarah Marie Alavi is a singer, songwriter, and actress. She's played Mimi in Guys and Dolls, Wendy Jo in Footloose, and Catherine in Christmas Carol. Perhaps most impressive is that Sarah is an ambassador for Peace Worldwide Organization. And after graduating from Boston's Northeastern University with a degree in international affairs, she's been committed to promoting peace and humanity through her music. Her January 2013 album, Game of Perception, is vintage Sarah, and we're going to listen to it a little bit later. Rocco Steady Naviso has dedicated his life to helping people discover their passions. And when I learn better how to pronounce his last name, since I just screwed it up, he'll probably like me. His hip-hop stock and trade is crafting the beat of unity, tirelessly sending the message that differences between people are blessings and not constraints. Rocco travels worldwide, and he is a performance staple in a host of Houston's cultural venues because he blends his love for hip-hop with his pride of place concept and stay diverse movements. His music is contagious and impacts our community, now the most diverse city in the nation. Commissioned by Mayor Anise Parker to create a theme song for Houston is the punctuation mark for this gift rapper. You guys are here, and I love it. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
How's everything working, right?
I don't know.
We have a rapper over there. He has no headphones.
It's okay. It's okay. This works.
Because I want to rule tonight, not you. You know what? I don't want you to say. You guys are fabulous. I saw you both on YouTube, and we're going to talk more about where everybody can see you later.
Right.
But you guys are great.
Thank you. Absolutely great.
And
the rhythm, the beat, you are just great. You really are. And I don't say that lightly, because if I didn't like what you did, I'd say something like, really interesting. Remarkable stuff. I love it. It is great. Sarah, your father is the founder of the Peace Worldwide Organization, and everything about tonight is going to smack of just not enough time. But tell us briefly the mission of the organization.
Oh, I love my dad. I have to say he's absolutely amazing. The mission is to promote freedom and peace for all humanity, and we believe that united we can create a world free from scourges of war and oppression and persecution.
Beautifully said. You know, passiveness is almost an epidemic. We know that from the 60s, not that any of you would know the 60s, but in any event, it did exist at one time. It was the middle of the 20th century, just north of it. You've heard of it, haven't you?
Yeah.
There we go. Very good, yeah. And, you know, we know the gifts that came at that time, making some kind gestures, peaceful protests, all the sorts of stuff that really did make an impression. But your music, both of your musics, really provokes introspection and self-analysis. And your music really has a beat all its own. And before we join one of your songs, Sarah, in your case, tell us the kind of seed that you plant in your mind when creating music for peace. What do you think about?
What I think about is that peace starts within, and it transcends the rest of the world. So you can't have peace in the world without starting within and loving yourself first and foremost.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah.
And so when I think of peace and planting the seed into my music, I think of love, peace, and happiness within. And I... I think alone it leads me on a path towards a new song and a new message.
It's being on the plane. You've got to put the oxygen mask on first, right, before you can help anybody else? Is that a bad analogy?
Absolutely. That that's exactly it.
Yeah. What do you want me to, what do you want us to think about when we think of your music? What are some of the common denominators? What are the things that you want us to think about? What's the thematic thread in your music?
I want people to feel the message and feel as if they can relate to that message.
Yeah.
And inevitably make the world a more loving place.
Yeah. I think that's so true. It sounds so unprofound, but it's the most profound thing anybody can say and, in fact, do. Game of Perception, which is also the title of your recent CD, is both beautiful and philosophically haunting. What ignited this song in particular?
Oh, so many things. So many things ignited this. It's a play on words. GOP, Game of Perception, is a play on words. Oftentimes we judge a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
And before reading the book, and I hope this song can teach individuals to have compassion, love, and understanding for their fellow beings.
Well, we're ready to enjoy it. Roxy, if you would, please. Beautiful. So you were enjoying that, right? Have you ever heard it yourself through the radio?
No, not on the... No.
What are you thinking about? How do you love that?
I love it. I love, like, here, you know, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to hear. And I really appreciate it, Hank. I really do.
Listen, we appreciate it. Rocco, what do you think?
I think that the world just heard that.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer in frequencies, and I think if you put yourself out there and just release what you've been given, you're the gift to the world.
That's so a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thought. We're going to talk to you in just a moment and get more of that philosophy, man. Right now, this is Hank Rubicek with Roxy and Shannon. You are listening to guest teller, singer-songwriting Sarah Alavi and hip-hop star Rocco Steady Narvios. Is that better?
Got it.
Narvios. Is that even better? All right.
Got
it, I'll get it. Narvios. Yeah. Narvios. Okay, I'll get it. I hate when people butcher my name, and they do it all the time, so I'm not going to do it anymore. This is So What's Your Story, only on KPFT 90.1 FM Houston or KPFT.org if you're listening online. But whatever channels you chose, we are glad you did. Rocco, I want to go to you for a moment. You know, before the show, we were talking a little bit about how you got involved in personal development. You read Zig Ziglar at the age of 9.
Yeah, See You at the Top and John Maxwell's Irrefutable Laws of Leadership.
So how did that ignite your interest in personal development?
Well, I believe in the power of words. You can either destroy or build with words. And for such a long time, because we're conditioned by social conditioning, we fall victim to influences. And once you understand the power of choice and the power of words, and not only the way we speak to one another, but the way that we speak to ourselves, I then translated that into the lyricism I applied to my music.
Well, when did you have that revelation? Because that's a hell of a revelation. It is. That's
about
a deep revelation.
About 2 years ago. I had that revelation. I put out an album called Pride of Place, and throughout that album, let me just give you a quick example.
Please.
A smile filled with confidence is a dangerous kind. That persistence to the grind is supplemented with drive. In any industry, you would dime a dozen, from DJs to MCs to the graphic designers. I choose to stand out and understand my doubts to the point that my mouth expresses what I'm truly about. A smile filled with confidence is a dangerous kind. A smile filled with confidence is a dangerous kind. The audience, if you're listening to this, this is exactly what you're saying to yourself when you say my life sucks or my life's beautiful. If you're consistently, persistently talking to yourself in a way, guess what? I started smiling.
Yeah, beautiful, man. Beautiful. Every conceivable genre, you know, every conceivable musical genre can be peace-centered. And we're going to prove it because you're going to do some more rapping for us. You know, you and Sarah are merging for the first time, too, and that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's very
exciting.
How
do you feel about that collaboration? It's a pretty special collaboration. Why is it so special? People don't know you.
Well, I think it's strength in numbers. And I think that Sarah has a beautiful spirit and a beautiful intention. And I think that I've never dawned a question of her intention or the purity of what she's about. So I think by combining forces of positive and positive, it can only go stronger. And I think we bring something different to the table. It's fresh, it's new, it's relevant, and people can relate to it.
And I think that both of you bring a lot of truth and authenticity, and that's what you need in storytelling, because we don't want to lose sight of the fact that you're telling stories.
Exactly.
We don't want to lose sight of that. And the kind of captivation that you bring in is based on authenticity, because every good storyteller has got to be authentic.
Exactly.
You've got to tell the truth. You have to watch your words. You have to make sure that you use the right verbal cadence, the right beat, the right rhythm. You have to make sure that you make it poetic as well as meaningful. Mm-hmm. But somehow there has to be that level of authenticity, and that's what the two of you do so well. You know, there are some musical exchange programs under the Obama administration, one called Hip Hop Ambassadors. Mm-hmm. And Rocco, you know, hip hop is dynamic, it's engaging, it simply works. What makes it especially effective for promoting peace?
Well, hip-hop is one of the largest genres in the world. It's very influential amongst our child, and especially during the age of the developmental age, the formative years of a child's life. So if they're listening to songs that are catchy, what it is once we start promoting as a collective, as a community, as a society, that it's actually okay for you to smile and okay to be nice to one another, which I do feel, I know this for a fact, that there is a paradigm shift happening and there's people wanting more. Once these children are influenced, then they're the future.
So much easier, isn't it?
So much easier.
You know, I mean, it's a smile. It's only a curve.
That's all it is.
That's all you have to do. Just a little
bit. The sexiest curve on a woman's body.
That's all you got. There you go. I love it. That's great. Now, what is your Pride of Place concept? This is cool.
Pride of Place is about accepting your past, appreciating the present, and welcoming the future. Shout out to Donald DeFeber. He's the one who influenced me on the journey to the present. If you focus too much on the past, you worry about the regrets, the things you didn't, you could have, would have, should have done. If you focus too much in the future, then you have anxiety about what I can, what am I going to to do, my future. But if you journey to the present, you focus right now, like I'm giving you my 150% attention and my focus, Hank. That's what I'm giving you. Right. Sarah right here, Chris over there, you know, Shannon over there. We're giving everybody that spirit and that energy. When you focus on that, you alter the future.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, and as we were talking before the show, and I really enjoyed this conversation, we were talking about how storytellers have to do that. Storytellers really have to focus on right now.
Right now.
Even if it's a story about the past or the future, you've got to make sure that you take people on a journey now.
Mm-hmm.
You take them on a journey, you return them safely to the present, and you don't let them go until you're done.
Right.
Okay, let's have some fun. We're going to do some freestyle rapping right now, right? Just go at it. Tell us a little bit about how you get started rapping, because I noticed even before when you were talking to us, it was done rhythmically.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way I sound.
You can't help it.
Yeah, I can't.
Right? You just can't help it.
You know, and the way it is it's something that just comes over me, and I absolutely love it. It's the best feeling in the world. Those that have a passion in arts and creation, or those that love what they do for a living, they can't explain it, but it's something you can't live without. But I'm going to go ahead and set you off like this. Check. Uh-huh. Now Houston is a diverse city on the map. I'm a rock for the nation and let them know the facts. I react like an alkali, search like an alchemist, allocate the algorithm, actions of an altruist. I cut them shorter than an acronym in battle and barreling through the Vatican, apple ready like Adam and Eve. I'm a breathe in the season. Spicing up my life, jazz it up this evening. Serenading, sending arrows through the arrogant. Careful with my words, why these suckers stay garrulous. I love classy women, sort of like Sarah. Personality witty, I'm smart when comparing them to alcoholic divas, mischievous senoritas that leave us when the grass is greener on the other side. I'm not these other guys. Look at this brother's eyes and realize that we're human, and I'ma wonder why they undermine, embarrassing us Americans. Why would I ever want to keep up with a Kardashian? Now if I'm rolling through the hip-hop game, I'm a tank. So shout out to the show. I'ma tell you a story when I'm chilling with Shannon and Hank.
Yeah, I love it. That is unbelievable. You just made me a star. You made me a star. Let me ask you something. What did you think about that? I mean, did you just come to mind, or what were we doing?
I mean, the answer lies in the heartbeat that's beating right
that's
now.
That's it,
just
right?
Feels great, yeah.
Roxy and Shannon are over there, you know, just having a conniption fit.
Yeah.
Thumbs
up.
About to hear, right?
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh? What do you guys think? What do you guys think, Roxy?
It's so
what do you think?
Cool. It's so
I know.
Cool.
I know. That's
I
all
do
you
that.
Can say,
I
though,
love
isn't it?
It?
It's that just
love
about
it,
says it,
it
all. Shannon, what do you think?
I love it.
You know
it.
Them both. You know both these
guys. Yes. Well, I, of course, know Rocka. I've known him for about 6 years now.
Yeah.
Love him to pieces.
Shannon.
And we also have DJ over here, right? Okay, yeah. Give us your full name. Come on over here. Come on. Give us your name over here.
It's DJ Uppers.
Thank you very much. He's taking a video of us.
Yeah.
Right? He's taking a video.
You know, this gentleman's actually very special. Everybody in my life is very special, Hank, and Sarah's a new addition to my life. She's very special to me. I treat people that have around me very special because they go through this journey with me. A man can't do this alone. You know, you have to have the right people around you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Grateful.
See why I love him? I just love him.
You have to. We all love him, for God's sakes. Why don't you just come every week?
I know.
That would be great. You come one week, we come another, and you can just be me, all right? Because I'll just listen. You know, another really cool thing about this show and about life in general is how Shannon handles Facebook. She does a great job. You know, we've got the So What's Your Story Facebook. DJ's going to set us up, right? You're going to get that video on there and some great posts. And Shannon, tell us a little bit about what you do on Facebook, because that's a very important part of the show.
Oh, yes. Hank, I research information about our amazing guests, important links, and a lot of great information about storytelling, festivals, and much more. Visit us and like us on the way out.
Yeah, like us a lot. Shannon posted YouTube links for both Sarah and Rocco, so check that out. And check out our incredible sponsor, the Houston Storytellers Guild, the best, and I mean the best storyteller group in the state. Maybe the country, I don't know. But you can learn all about storytelling in a ridiculously supportive environment, fostered by, frankly, some of the best folks that you're ever going to meet. Roxy, why don't you tell us where and when we meet, please?
Okay, Hank, the Guild meets on the third Tuesday of every month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the Multi-Service Center at 1475 West Gray.
Thank you, Roxy, and please get out there. Visit the Guild at www.houstonstorytellers.org and join up for $25 a year. You talk about a real value, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well worth it. Now, Rocco, you wrote the theme song to Houston, and most of us are thinking, we have one, right? But talk to us a little bit about how that got started, and then if you don't mind, you guys should have sing it for us. Tell us what happened.
I'm a big advocate for the city of Houston. I believe in the city so much. I love how the growth, the diversity. Well, first and foremost, the word diverse needs to be transformed to the word universe, because dilute means to split water, dissect means to split an animal. So let's go ahead and just, you and I, make it universal. Houston's beautiful. Shout out to our mayor. Shout out to everybody that works hard. You, yourself, the people listening at home. You make the city of Houston. Now, Freedom Over Texas happened, and I had the fortunate ability, I'm very grateful to have been commissioned by the mayor to make a city theme song. And that was definitely a great propeller in my career, and I thank her so much for having that. So it goes like this. All-star game this year, we did better. Super Bowl hosted by us, we did better. Most diverse city, what's up, we did better. The place where we call it home, did better. Money stretched long, we here, we did better. Forbes said it best, we cool, we did better. I gotta let them know, we gotta let them know. We gotta let them know, don't mess with Texas. That's culture that's evidently just so prevalent. Most diverse city, we owe it to our veterans. Mayor Anise Parker said it when addressing the city, that the best can only get better. And yeah, we did better, improving ourselves. Maneuver through the movement for Houston to build. It's you and me in unity, beautifully amusing me. So use the keys that humans need to justify what you believe. The truth will lead this freedom, take this. Proud to be a Texan that's destined for greatness. United we stand, divided we fall. Freedom over Texas. Freedom for all. Yeah, that's just a little snippy snip. There you go.
Yeah, right. All right, man. How come we never hear that? What's wrong with
it? It's on. I mean,
the
end of the day, you know, we got to raise some funding to promote it. You know,
I know.
I got to take some of your tax dollars, baby.
Well, you better take some of that. Well, at least that's worth it. Let me tell you, I know where a lot of our tax dollars go, and I'll pay for that one. You know, I looked up, because I'm a researcher, right? So I looked up what experts consider to be the top peace songs of all time. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily, we're not talking about Vietnam era songs. We're talking about, well, actually during the Vietnam era, but this is what some say, so don't expect to hear Buffalo Springfield and Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. They won't be on the list. But Imagine, John Lennon, right? Beautiful, beautiful tune. Over the Rainbow by Israel Kamaka. What a Wonderful World, Louis Armstrong, Edwin Starr, War. What is it good for? Yeah, you guys never heard of that.
I heard that one.
Yeah. You're lying to me.
No.
But you have to make me feel good. He's old. Make him feel good. And we can't forget Pete Seeger, of course, Where Have All the Flowers Gone, you know, Give Peace a Chance, Fight a Hammer. But you know, I share that because we went through a period where music for peace was essential. It was everything. And I was in college during those days, and it was the tail end of the Vietnam era, and we were scared. And we had a lot of trepidation, and there was fear, and there was all sorts of stuff going on. People did pull together. They pulled together.
Yeah.
I knew Alison Krauss, one of the students that was killed at Kent State. It really made an indelible impression on me, and I think about that a lot, and that's another reason why I was so excited to have the two of you on the show, because the element of peace, the idea of using music to foster peace, is so much more powerful than anybody can imagine. Let me ask you the operative question here. What is it about music that can foster peace? What is it about the music itself, any kind of music? Why does music work? Sarah?
Music speaks to the soul, it speaks to you, and when you're talking about peace, you're talking about peace within, and kind of what we mentioned earlier. And peace starts within, and then it transcends elsewhere, it transcends the rest of the world. So the same thing with music, you're speaking from your heart, you're speaking from an experience, and, you know, Rocco can, you know, back me up on this, and just with his amazing, elaborate raps, and that you're speaking from experience and you're speaking from a place that can relate to others, and you want that to make opportunities for people to grow and to have peace throughout the world.
Yeah, it really does work. It's an incredible tool. Roxy, for just about maybe 45 seconds or so, can we play, which one should we play?
Light the Way.
That's all right. Love Light the Way. Fourth track?
Yeah.
Roxy, just for a little bit, right? Just for a little bit. Just for about 45 seconds or so. You get another taste of Sarah here. It's beautiful.
Sorry.
we have to do this again. We're going to do it again, right?
Jamming, right?
Yes,
and we're
going to
do it again. We're going to come back later in the year. Maybe before the end of the year, we're going to do this some more. And if not, we're going to do it right after the year, right after the year is up, because you guys have to come back. This is just a really, really sweet show. Rocco, tell us what's coming up. Where can we get your CDs?
Oh, man.
Give us all the contact.
RoccoSteady.com. www.roccosteady. Right. Baby.
Yeah, very good. Sarah, what about you? What are you going to do?
That's SarahLavi.com and SaraLavi.com.
Now, Shannon has got your YouTube, some YouTube links up, right? You've got that up there. So check out the So What's Your Story Facebook, because you're going to hear some pretty dynamic people. They are amazing. Music continues the tradition of the soft power of cultural outreach and using music to build bridges of understanding between people. Sarah Lavi and Rocco Steady, Navios, a duo advocating peace among people in a world that needs it more than ever, maybe more than any time in history. You guys got to come back. Thank you both for reminding us that music connects souls and inspires us to care, love, and be very human. Next week, we got a story-wielding therapist. Ann Strain is going to be on talking about why we're crazy about fairy tales. And that'll be an interesting subject, huh? Talk about fractured fairy tales. She'll scare you to death, so make sure you're on. It gets us into the Halloween season. Get ready for that, and get ready for Scooter with the inner side to complete the backside of this Power Hour on KPFT. Make 90.1 a part of every day and make it a habit to tune in every Thursday at 10 p.m. for So What's Your Story. And ease into the weekend right. You keep loving a great story, and I'm going to keep bringing them to you. You be good to each other. I'm Dr. Hank reminding you that it is never too late to live happily ever after. Peace.